Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
When you realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks, it's time to tune into the Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
Something is going on. Some of us see it. Some of us feel it. It's time to expand your thinking. You will need to reset everything you thought you knew about the world, about the people you trust, about history, about yourself. Let me tell you a story. For a very long time, our world has been under the growing influence of a vast transgenerational criminal mafia that was able to rise up to the highest levels of power. We didn't know because they talked and acted just like you and me. We thought we could recognize true criminals by their words and actions, but were deceived by their sophisticated speech, wealth, education, beauty, and power. Through a system of threats, blackmail, and bribery, they would come to occupy the highest levels of power in government, corporations, and education. You may know them as the Deep State or Cabal.
Hi there, welcome. Welcome. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. So glad you are. Live there in Chicago. Yep, I've got you on live, Joel. And I've got Joel Skousen with me. How are you, Joel? Let's see here. I'll turn off the music. How are you, Joel? Got Joel Skousen on with me.
Good.
Excellent. This is going to be a fantastic show today. I have Joel Skousen. I have Patrick Wood. It's a doubleheader Friday, and it's so exciting because Joel, fantastic guest. This is probably your third or fourth visit to the show. I'm excited to have you, Joel.
Thank you very much. And yeah. It's good to be with you.
Absolutely. Actually, more than that, now that I'm thinking about it through the years. Let's see. Make sure you get to katedalyradio.com. Make sure you're downloading the podcast. So the recorded version of this show, you can find at the bottom of the homepage on katedalyradio.com. Also, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter and Facebook. And make sure you're checking there because I put links there all the time. I have Joel Skousen on. And Joel, where do you like people to go to find more of you? Because there's several different websites, I know.
Well, I do have two websites. Mm-hmm. One is joelskousen.com. Mm-hmm. Skousen is S-K-O-U-S-E-N, where I sell most of my books on preparedness, strategic relocation, the secure home, the high security shelter book, things like that. You can get to the other website, World Affairs Brief, from joelskousen.com and vice versa. Okay. Both of them are featured in my other, but I am, my current occupation takes most of my time is the publisher and editor of the World Affairs Brief, and people can get a free sample copy of my subscription brief simply by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
Excellent. Excellent. You're a political scientist by training, specializing in philosophy of law, constitutional theory, also designer, of course, and a lot of people know you in this way, too, of high security residences and retreats and self-sufficiency. Boy, we could do many, many shows just on that alone. And the latest book in that field is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. And, of course, the World Affairs Brief, which I've been visiting, my gosh, almost since I started radio. So I love that you have that site as well, and you're always talking about foreign and domestic affairs, and of course strategic relocation, philosophy of law and government. There are so many shows I think that you could do, kinds of shows, because of the vast experiences that you've had. I want to start out, and I want to talk about a little bit about what you think is going on in Syria, where your viewpoints are coming from, your perspective, and what you think is going on in the Middle East right now, since it's top fodder in the news.
Well, thank you, Kate. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is right in principle to stop U.S. intervention, mm-hmm. but he has no idea of how to implement it properly, and the Pentagon keeps sabotaging everything he does. He's tried now. This is the third time he said he's getting out of Syria. Each time the Pentagon talks him into either sending a few troops across the border into Iraq so they can come back in, but they never come home.
Right.
They never come home. He just sent 1,500 more troops to Saudi Arabia. And so in principle, you know, he has a sales pitch that I'm bringing the troops home and they're out of harm's way, but they're not. They haven't left. They didn't even leave when he gave the green light last week or this beginning of this week to President Erdogan, mm-hmm. Erdogan of Turkey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it wasn't so much of, yeah, go ahead and crucify the Kurds.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is this really a green light, or is it just having them solve their issue?
It was a green light in this way, that Erdogan told him, mm-hmm. I'm going to come in and I'm going to take up 30 kilometers and create a safe zone like we've been negotiating for the past 6 months. And I'm going to build refugee camps for these refugees to get them out of Syria. And I'm also going to drive out the Kurds. Mm. And Trump did not protest. Trump said, all right. And so that's a green light. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, Erdogan didn't say, I'm going to make this a big shooting war. But as soon as they got off the phone, Turkey started to attack the Kurds. Mm-hmm. So it very quickly got back to Donald Trump that this was a violent incursion into Syria against the Kurds. And so he immediately began to backpedal. He wrote a letter to Erdogan, basically, it's a, don't be a tough guy, don't be a fool, you got to be humane, those types of things. But mm-hmm. you know, this is talking to a dictator for life in Turkey now, and mm-hmm. He basically threw it in the trash. Mm-hmm. And so Donald Trump has tried to backpedal ever since, and the White House has tried to make the case that they didn't give a green light. But the White House even announced the day that Erdogan made that phone call, or Trump made the mm-hmm. phone call to Erdogan, that Turkey is going to make a 30-kilometer incursion into northern Syria. When you announce that, that's done with approval. They didn't say against the protests of the United States, and we have told them we will not allow this. None of that. Just announcing that they're going to make an incursion without comment, and that's a green light.
Okay.
That's a green light.
I know many in Syria have talked about the fact that they don't want us there anyway. They want to be able to fight this battle on their own with Turkey. How do you feel about that?
Well, and that's the unexpected mm-hmm. consequence that came from Donald Trump's green lighting in Turkey, is that by claiming that he was going to pull out, and by the way, the 28 troops that were in these two observation posts in this northern area weren't pulled out. Mm-hmm. And that's why the day after the telephone call, Trump started to bracket them with artillery shells, meaning beyond them and in front of them, mm-hmm. Sending the message, you know, you better get out because I'm attacking and you're going to get in the way. And so it's interesting that the troops had not even been pulled out. And then they weren't pulled home. They just went to the southern bases where the U.S. has over 1,000 special forces that are basically keeping Bashar al-Assad from having control of his own oil fields.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, these are the oil fields that the U.S., who created ISIS, the deep state created ISIS, they mm-hmm. took about 50% of the Syrian rebels and said, you're now ISIS. It was a name change. Mm-hmm. They gave them all of these weapons and priority of this and that. And they provided marketing mm-hmm. for them to market Syrian oil, which ISIS captured. Mm-hmm. And they marketed it through Turkey. So Turkey's been deeply involved, not only in the transport of terrorists into Syria, but the marketing of ISIS oil. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Russians bombed that convoy of oil tankers lined up at the Turkish border and telegraphed to the U.S., this is what you should be doing if you're really fighting ISIS.
Right.
Of course, the U.S. created ISIS. They're not really fighting them.
Right.
So the U.S. attacked an ISIS oil convoy once mm-hmm. after the Russians did. And they flew down leaflets warning the drivers to flee so they didn't kill anybody. But that's the only time that they did. In fact, that oil was marketed through Turkey and went to Israel. Israel was buying ISIS. Israel is colluded with the U.S. deep state in creating ISIS, providing the leadership for ISIS, providing medical care for ISIS. And so remember that the Kurds, they're on the northern, northeastern mm-hmm. part of Syria, have been the most effective fighters against ISIS. All the U.S. really did, rather than fight ISIS, is rescue ISIS and its heavy weapons once they had been defeated by the Kurds in Raqqa.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. paid for 50 semi-trucks of traders driven by Arab drivers to come into Raqqa and rescue and take away ISIS, its family members, and its heavy weapons, which was a violation of that ceasefire. ISIS then was redistributed, remelded into the Syrian rebels, and that's why the deep state is correct. They can reconstitute at will because the U.S. rescued them. They rescued them out of Mosul
mm-hmm.
rather than have all the leaders killed. So this is a really phony war on terror.
Right.
And what's happened, the side benefit is that Syria has made a deal with the Kurds. The Kurds said the U.S. has betrayed us, so we're going to make a deal with the Kurds. And the Kurds, with Russian backing, will help us, keep us safe from the Turkish invasion. And the Turkish invasion has been limited to two invasion points. They haven't even come close to taking what they wanted. But then Trump sent Pence and Mike Pompeo over to Erdogan, and then they gave away the farm. They basically twisted the arm of the Kurds to voluntarily withdraw 20 kilometers away from the border so that Turkey wouldn't have to violently kill anyone, that they would simply, directed the Kurds to give way. What justification does Donald Trump have to give away 20 kilometers of another country? It doesn't belong to the United States. It belongs to Syria.
Right.
Contrary to popular belief, Syria has not used chemical weapons on their people. That was conjured up false intelligence by our U.S. Intelligence agencies, which are deep state.
Right. So is that just a move then to buffer? Because I know the Kurds are now wanting to work with Iran and Russia, knowing that probably the CIA would probably stab them in the back. And if they continue to want even that support. And so how do you feel about that?
Well, I feel very good about that. This is Syrian territory. Right. Syria deserves to have it back. And I want to tell you that the U.S. troops have not withdrawn from the Kurdish areas to the south of this border area where they control the Syrian oil. They are not allowing Bashar al-Assad to have back control of his oil so that he can rebuild his country.
Right.
This is the work of the deep state. They don't even tell Donald Trump things like this. He thinks they're withdrawing, but they're not withdrawing.
That's interesting. And we need to talk about Saudi Arabia, too, how that plays into this and why they were sent to Saudi Arabia as well. Why do you think?
Well, Saudi Arabia is a co-conspirator with the deep state in providing terrorist money and support. Saudi Arabia created Al-Qaeda, or at least funded it after the CIA created out of the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. The Saudis, for example, trained the real hijackers, not the ones that the U.S. listed that were on. The real hijackers were trained on actual 757s owned by Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia was involved in covering for the false hijackers, the ones that were training on Cessna airplanes. I'll tell you, as a military pilot, you wouldn't even know how to turn off the autopilot of a 757 if you had trained on a Cessna, let alone guide it and run the navigation system, which is very complex, and get it back to New York from halfway across the country. Just didn't happen.
And you would know, you've got experience on that, too.
Saudi Arabia has been tremendously involved in the war on terror, and it's a very corrupt regime. They have pedophilia. They hire sex slaves to come in. This is not a Muslim protection of Islam.
We're going to come right back. More with Joel Skousen, my guest Joel Skousen, for the hour. A lot of topics at hand. Please do join us. We'll be right back in just a moment on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
A little sticks for you on a Friday. Welcome back. I got a doubleheader today, an amazing show, and I've got Joel Skousen with me. Joel Skousen, boy, long history of being very, very active in politics and all kinds of actually different realms of politics as well, but very, very, respected in foreign policy and his views on what's going on right now in our country. He has worldaffairsbrief.com, worldaffairsbrief.com. I've been going to that website for quite a long time, Joel. And joelskousen.com, and you can actually get a free copy of that. So that's great. All you have to do is hit subscribe now, which is great. And so I welcome you back onto the show, Joel, and we've been talking about Syria. I'd like to ask you about Russia. What is Russia doing? It's very quiet over there.
Well, this is interesting because Russia encouraged the Kurds to make a deal with Syria so that Syria could reclaim this territory, which is rightfully theirs. Russia said that they would guarantee that Turkey would not be able to attack the Syrian army when it moved in. And the Syrian army did move into many places except where the U.S. is keeping control of Syrian oil to stop Assad from having any money to be able to rebuild his country. It's a real evil agenda. Russia also declared a no-fly zone in the area to stop Turkey or to convince Turkey not to do any more aerial attacks. But because of the Russians kind of acting like a paper tiger before, twice now they've told Israel to stop attacking Iranian targets in Syria, stop breaking Syrian sovereignty, and they stopped for about a month, and then they decided the Russians really weren't going to do anything, and so Israel started attacking again, and Russia did nothing. And so everybody in the region has kind of got the idea that Russia, which has a very powerful military, is not willing to engage either Israel or a NATO country directly for fear of triggering a World War III, which they are not ready for. They're in the midst of a building program of high-tech weapons, hypersonic weapons, fifth-generation fighters and other things. They've got a lot of good technology, but they haven't got quantity yet. And so they've got a lot of electronic countermeasures to our missiles and our aircraft, but they don't want to show those things. They don't want to show their hand, and that's why I think Russia's being the paper tiger there.
Interesting.
Hoping that their macho image, you know, as a powerful military will stop Turkey, but it isn't. Turkey's playing this game of one foot in NATO and one foot in with the Russians. And so and Putin is playing a game of smooching up to Saudi Arabia, to Benjamin Netanyahu and Erdogan. He's trying to play friends with everybody. And so he's very reluctant to go and get into a shooting war to enforce what he wants done. And it's unfortunate because Syria is suffering right now. And as I said before, you know, Trump has the audacity and the arrogance to describe this fight between Turkey and the Kurds as a couple of boys knocking each other around in a lot. And I let them hit each other while now I step in and intervene as if I'm controlling this. Well, he isn't controlling anything. In fact, his ceasefire is a sham. Turkey has never stopped fighting in one of the cities that they're fighting the Kurds, trying to take possession of it right on the border. And so, you know, he's bragging about what a wonderful thing this ceasefire is. And American troops, you know, did not get in harm's way, but the Kurds are still under the gun, and Turkey is violating it every day as we speak.
Given the mess that Bush Sr., Clinton, Bush Jr., Obama, Hillary, all created in the Middle East. Given the state of walking into that, what would you do if you were Trump? How would you expose what was going on in the military and industrial complex?
Well, first of all, if I were advising Trump, I'd have to say, you know, Obama, H.W. Bush, George W., these are puppet presidents. These are people taking orders from the deep state, which has been long in existence before Trump came around.
Exactly.
The deep state is not a bunch of Democratic holdovers in the Trump administration that are trying to get rid of Trump. They are deep state and fellow travelers of deep state. You know, not everyone really who does the bidding of the deep state knows how evil and how powerful the deep state really is. They don't let everybody in on this. And so you have a Mike Pence who doesn't know. You have a Mike Pompeo who knows enough about the CIA that admitted we lie, cheat, and steal and other things in the name of the government. But I don't think he knows about the ultimate agenda of the deep state, which is to create a militarized global government, send us a World War III, have a war with Russia and China that takes away our sovereignty eventually.
Right.
And that's why the Brexit is so important, of how the EU continues to collude with politicians like Theresa May, who's not really a conservative, and Boris Johnson, and they sabotage the direct Brexit. They will not let the UK to be free of all of the regulations. And even the new Brexit deal, for example, by Boris Johnson, has all of these secret codicils in it. One of them binds the UK military into the EU military. It's a completely secret deal, so that the UK has no ability to withdraw or decide, or doesn't have a veto. They can't decide not to participate in EU army attacks on other countries. So this is a real threat that isn't being talked about in the Brexit. And but I'm warning Americans, do you ever get into a new world order because of the coming third world war, they're never going to let you out. Won't be like World War II, or after it's over, you go back to being a sovereign nation. Won't happen. Man. World War III.
Amen to that. In fact, the ones that I mentioned, the previous presidents, went along with the plan and also were obviously encouraging it and creating a lot of the things that have happened in the Middle East in the last two decades. But if you wanted to go in and you wanted to expose what was going on and you wanted to expose some of the players, how in the world do you solve a problem like the mess that's been created by, like, we'll say deep state, but then encouraged by a lot of the president's moves along the way, if you will? How in the world do you solve anything other than pulling us out and letting the chips fall? Because I'm not quite sure what we could do at this point because it's such a mess.
Yeah, it really is. And that's why, as I say, you made this mess in Syria. And so when you pull out and give a green light to Turkey, you create another bigger mess. And he didn't have to do that. He could have said, I'm pulling out, but you stay put. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back in if you cross that border. You better respect Syria. And, the U.S. should have given a green light to Russia and say, protect Syria's border. We're pulling out.
Right.
Instead of saying pulling out and let the chips, the aggressor's chips fall where they may. But if I were advising Donald Trump, the first thing I'd sit down and give him a lesson on what's deep state and what isn't.
Right.
You fired James Comey, I'd tell him, and then you replaced him with Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray's also deep state.
Right.
Was involved in Robert Mueller in covering up for 9/11, which was a complete deep state operation from the hiring of the terrorists to using of drone aircraft to crash into the towers. And I said, you got rid of Jeff Sessions, who was compromised, who had recused himself. And then you gave us Bill Barr, and Bill Barr is deep state. He was H.W. Bush's hatchet man. Mm-hmm. He was the one who covered up for all the CIA drug importation during the Iran-Contra affair and clear back as far as Vietnam. So even though Bill Barr is playing loyal to you, he's on the other side. And that's why you made a big mistake, I'd tell Trump. Mm-hmm. By handing it over to him whether or not to prosecute anybody. And so he isn't going to prosecute Comey. He isn't going to prosecute. And neither will John Durham, the special prosecutor that he's picked to investigate. They're going to investigate this till they're blue in the face until you're out of office, and then nothing's ever going to come about it. That's how the deep state operates. They don't tell you, no, we're going to cover up. They just investigate it to death. Right. There's no more investigating needed. Everything's known. You just need to prosecute.
Oh, that's so true. It's why they're not going after Biden. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody says a single word what he admitted to. Yeah.
A guy admitting at the CFR meeting that he threatened him with $1 billion aid, and this was totally illegal. He should be prosecuted. Trump is afraid to do it. He's been told many times, no, the Justice Department is an independent agency. You can't direct it to do anything. And Trump believes him because, Trump's problem, he has no experience in Washington. He doesn't know how the system works. He doesn't know who's anyone in the conservative movement. That's why he has to rely upon these mainstream hacks in the Republican Party to tell him who to pick. Mm-hmm. And that's why you just don't get anything. That's why he's never going to drain the swamp.
Yeah. Do you think he's sincere in wanting to?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I don't care how sincere you are, as far as he's concerned, the only thing he knows is the swamp are people who are against him. But the swamp is much more. He needs to know that U.S. intelligence lied to you when they told you that Assad used chemical weapons against his own people. It was the U.S. supplied deep state, supplied terrorists, the Syrian rebels, who have even admitted that they got the sarin gas from Saudi Arabia.
Yep, it's all
and Turkey
out.
Provided other things. I mean... He just needs to know that, it's interesting that people like, some of the CNN commentators will keep pressing people and say, will you believe U.S. intelligence? Will you follow when they're talking about have somebody on their talk shows? They drill them. Will you follow? Do you trust U.S. intelligence? And they'll crucify them. They'd rather say, no, I don't trust them. That's so they all dutifully say, yes, we trust intelligence.
Boy, that is
And that's
true.
How this deep state continues. The NSA is deep state. Mm-hmm. The dark side of the CIA is deep state. The dark side of the FBI, which is probably, three-fourths of the hierarchy and less than 20% of the actual agents, is deep state.
Right.
The deep state controls DEA. It controls all of the law enforcement agencies that have police powers.
You know, you mentioned some, there was a statement, not you mentioned this, but there was a statement made by Trump that he was surrounded by military industrial complex individuals. So do you think he might know, but how in the world are you a person that tries to do anything without the overhaul of this huge hierarchy like you just imagined, or that you just said, but in every agency standing there, you know, ready to do what they want to do? How would you make sense of that? I mean, he acknowledged it, so I know he's got to know. The man's got to know, right? You know, who he's got under his employ.
No, if you Maybe. Don't know who's running the show, you don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you can know there's a Democratic Party out there trying to get you.
Right.
But if you
right.
don't know who's calling the shots, and if you don't even have any power to get to them or
who to trust,
Donald Trump can't get rid of the deep state because you would have to get eavesdropping information on them colluding against the government of the United States and creating treason. And the NSA runs all the surveillance equipment, and they'll never tell you if they know anything.
You know,
they would never do
that. That brings up. Go ahead.
You can't get the evidence to go to court. And even if you did, the deep state controls most of the higher judges, and they would rule against you, even if the evidence was there.
That's so true.
It's just like,
there's no court system to back it up, right?
It's just like the FISA court telling the FBI that you were violating the Fourth Amendment. Did they send anyone to prison? No. Right. They just told them you're violating it. And do they have any way to back it up? Do they have any way to check and see if the FBI has stopped? No.
No.
Then NSA says, we don't spy on domestic people. And they were lying.
Yeah.
And they're still lying. And they're still doing it. They say, we only collect metadata. Well, let me tell you, you can't separate the substance of a electronic conversation with the metadata until after the fact. And if you believe that the NSA is voluntarily getting rid of the substance and not listening to it, you know, there's a Brooklyn Bridge.
Boy, isn't that the truth. I'm going to come right back more with Joel Skousen, my guest, for this hour. When we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more about things close to home, what's next, what's going on with Tulsi Gabbard. Hillary still out there saying, she's just such a criminal. It's just almost amazing that she's still out there. But like you said, if you don't have a judicial system that will, you know, take anybody down, what do you do when you deliver them up to a judicial system? So a lot of changes need to be made. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show, joelskousen.com. Be right back.
Talk like balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a corrective lens restriction on my driver's license for years and years, meaning that I have to drive with glasses. So my birthday came up and my license was going to expire on my birthday. So I went to the DMV, you know, to get that renewed, and I passed the eye exam without glasses. And the lady, she's just looking at me going, how does that even work? She goes, you ace the whole thing. And I said, well, I started taking these supplements and I started explaining it to her. And you know, I tell everybody about it. It's been a huge blessing for me for sure. I'll be on this stuff for the rest of my life. It's amazing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Listening to the Kate Daly Show. So glad you are on a Friday. And I hope you're doing well. I'm glad you're tuned in from all over the world, live in Chicago, live all over the place, Utah, Missouri, you name it. I'm so happy you're listening in. In fact, make sure you email me, kate@katedalyradio.com, and make sure you visit the site, katedalyradio.com, for the podcast so that you can share those far and wide. We have got to wake people up out of this coma in the United States and get them educated. And there's no better way to do that right now than to be sharing information that needs to be heard. Make sure you get to the site too. You'll see Balance of Nature. Make sure you're taking a supplement. That supplement is the best I've seen. It's been around a long time and it's got amazing reviews for a reason. This is 11 servings of fruits and vegetables. I take it. My husband takes it. We absolutely love Balance of Nature. And also the drink that goes with it is just amazing. And you're going to love it. Put it in a little apple juice and toss it back. It is fantastic. And you'll start to feel the health benefits in about a week or two. It really is that good. And I would suggest getting a food supplement. I'd suggest that one. I've done my research on it. And it was, that's the reason I started taking it. Was that amazing? You can put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and get a great savings on it. Make sure you hurry and do that. KATE, K-A-T-E, at balanceofnature.com. Just put that code in when you order. I have the terrific Joel Skousen on with me. Joel Skousen has visited the show numerous times, and we've talked over foreign policy, and also we've talked about what is going on politically in this country, all kinds of things. I could have him on for a number of reasons. I need to have him back for a preparation show, a prep show, and also what to do in the context of that, just because so much I think is coming our way, which we're going to talk about in a moment too. But let's kind of segue into politics going on right now, right here in the United States. We already covered foreign policy if you're just joining us, but I do want to talk about a little bit about Hillary talking about Tulsi. There's sure an attack on Tulsi lately, Joel.
Well, Tulsi Gabbard is the only Democrat running for president, and with her military background, she is against these foreign wars. She realizes how ridiculous or how trumped up they are. She wants to pull about. So Senator Rand Paul, a libertarian, is very much in favor of Tulsi Gabbard. And Hillary Clinton came out, and the New York Times, by the way, came out and excoriated her for being an isolationist and for not understanding what's going on in the world. Hillary Clinton came out and said she's under the influence of the Russians. They're trying to get her to run as a third party candidate to split her vote away to reelect Donald Trump. I mean, just bogus stuff.
Right.
I mean, if anybody's guilty of collusion with the Russians, it's the Clinton campaign who did the entire Steele dossier and paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's interference in the election bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton. And to have the audacity to say that Tulsi Gabbard is an agent of the Russians or that they're trying to get her into third party, just laughable. Calling the kettle black.
For sure. In fact, they started really early on this whole campaigning about a year and a half in, where normally it's closer to maybe a year where we get into this kind of stuff. So I'm kind of thinking this is the appetizer. What does the dinner look like in this next year? What do you think? I got to get your take on that.
The main course is Hillary Clinton. She's going to come back in.
Mm-hmm.
None of the Democratic candidates have a chance of winning the election because they're all radical socialists.
Right.
And that's why this started early, is so that they could burn themselves out and Hillary can come to the rescue as a moderate. I mean, even
like you guys wanted me to come. So here I am because nobody else can fit the bill. Like, here I am, I'm presenting myself.
You know, like Elizabeth Warren, is pulling off this Medicare for All and other things that are going to cost $93 trillion, AOC's Green New Deal. These are just outrageous things. Talking about taxing the wealthy and the middle class. You think you can win an election by campaigning on taxing the middle class for a boondoggle-type medical care? I mean, this is just incredibly radical stuff. And I think it's setting the stage for Hillary Clinton to come in and break the logjam, because nobody could even come close to getting a majority vote with that type of an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's setting the stage for Hillary. I mean, she's making the rounds of talk shows. She's written this book, Gutsy Women, which by implication means she and her daughter, the author, are gutsy women. I mean, everyone who runs for president writes a book. And she's running for president,
now,
I'll tell you.
Now, she was a terrible candidate and even had to have the crowd green screened in. So what happens then? Because she is such a terrible candidate anyway, her even thinking that she would, or that even that whole party thinking that that would be the best candidate to capture when she actually didn't last time around. What are your thoughts?
Well, don't count Hillary out. Hillary's made some dramatic improvements in her health. She's quite a fireball now in her speeches and her interviews. She's exciting. She's not the handicapped candidate that she was before.
Right.
So don't count her out. I mean, this is a very corrupt woman. When you look at what's going on in the Clinton Foundation and things, the fact that, I mean, the fact that this woman could even dare run for president with all the information that's out there about right. the Clinton Foundation, Trump's going to have a field day.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I think it's very probable mm-hmm. that there is a broad-based conspiracy to eliminate Donald Trump before the election through impeachment. And here's my reasoning.
Okay.
This evidence of impeachable crimes, et cetera, is so flimsy, so non-existent, mm-hmm. because we have the transcript. We just know it isn't there. And that's why they're interviewing everyone to try to get something. But the fact that they are trying so hard to push through with no evidence and manufactured by innuendo evidence mm-hmm. of impeachment. I mean, they've even got Andrew Napolitano, the constitutional lawyer of Fox News, to turn the corner and attack Trump
right.
and claim that there are criminal aspects of this. And yet, when you read his piece, he doesn't mention a single crime.
It's
he's
true.
Just using Adam Schiff's talking points. I think he's not only mistaken, I think Napolitano switched sides.
Yep, I do too.
There's just no way you can make those charges without any backup mm-hmm. unless you switch sides. And then Fox News falsified a poll to say that 51% of Americans want to impeach Trump and 4% of them want to impeach him and have him still stay as president. That means they don't even know what impeachment is.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Impeachment
absolutely.
Is removing a president. You can't be impeached and stay in office.
Mm-hmm.
However, Trump, if he is impeached, I'll tell you, he could run again. You know, there's nothing to keep a president from running again.
Right.
Even if impeached, because it would be viewed as so outrageous to the country. But here's where I think the conspiracy gets interesting. It's very obvious, I think, that the mainstream Republicans are trying to get rid of Trump as well. And Mitt Romney is their man.
Mm-hmm.
Mitt Romney's been leading the charge about attacking Donald Trump. But interestingly enough, recently he started to vacillate about impeachment. And I think what happens if you're going to replace Donald, if they're going to impeach Donald Trump and run Romney instead,
mm-hmm.
the field of the moderates, Romney's going to have to vote against impeaching the president.
Right.
If he were to vote for, there's no way he could win the Republican nomination. They would crucify him. The Trump supporters are so adamant and so strong. So mm-hmm. I think what they would do, they've got, according to Jeff Flake, another Mormon turncoat against mm-hmm. Donald Trump. If you're going to, he says there's 35 senators that would like to see Donald Trump removed. Well, that's probably true, but none of them will come out and say it openly because they know it'd be
yep.
the death knell of them being a successful Republican senator.
And they used him to get elected.
They tried to cobble together mm-hmm. 20 Republicans, not Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, they're going to say, if you're going to be president, you've got to vote for Donald Trump, and the rest of us will take the heat. And I think that's what they would have to do to run this conspiracy. Mitch right. McConnell is for removing Donald Trump. He has never come out and in support of Donald Trump about this impeachment. He's held a meeting with Republicans telling him what the ground rules are when we do the impeachment trial.
Mm-hmm.
He has said no senators will be allowed to speak at that trial. It's going to be a prosecutor that we appoint and a defense attorney that we appoint.
Jeez.
And I'll tell you, that is... shows that it's a rigged system.
Right. Well, the Constitution says that they are the office, you know, they are obviously the Senate can do that trial, but they don't have to either. I mean, there's no have to, but Mitch McConnell came out and said, no, they had to. They had to. And I thought that was kind of strange, too, that they had to take it on. So I'm not sure where that lands.
I don't believe there is a constitutional regulation. There's no other way to. I mean, the impeachment has to be articles of impeachment by the House and prosecution by the Senate.
Right.
And that is in the Constitution.
Yes.
So
I
don't think there's any way around that.
Yeah. I mean, it identifies them as the office to do that, but it doesn't say they have to do that either. And so if there's no evidence, does the Senate actually have to just because the House says what they say? And so that's kind of an interesting.
Yes, it does. Yeah. It has to be tried by the mm-hmm. Senate. There's no way that they can leave the articles of impeachment hanging without a trial.
Okay.
And there's court precedent about that, too. It's not mm-hmm. just the Constitution, which doesn't lay out everything about an impeachment trial. It just says, you know, who does what.
Okay.
But by implication, and the courts have agreed that the Senate must try the case if there are articles of impeachment. And they will.
Right.
I think if it gets that far, there's mm-hmm. a good chance that and I don't think the Democrats would even go down this road this far if they didn't have a secret conspiracy with the Rhino Republicans
to do it,
to take this to the Senate. That's what I'm worried about.
Interesting. All right. And that, and you know, so far, we're not hearing anything about Ghislaine Maxwell. We're not hearing anything about the Epstein case. And there's loads of information there in million documents, right? That's never
That's
going
right.
anywhere.
The police in Fort Lauderdale have said that they confiscated out of his Palm Beach residence all of these tapes with high powered politicians having sex with with underage girls. And the FBI has them, the policeman has said, and the FBI has done nothing with them. They've gone into the bowels of the deep state, and they're being used to protect these people. You've got to remember that this is blackmail. Epstein was running a blackmail scheme for the deep state. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean he ever had to use that blackmail. It's just that the deep state wanted the tapes on people so that if they ever did get cold feet, they could haul them up before their own secret tribunals and say, you know, you're dead
right. Indeed,
if you turn against us, we've got the tapes to prove it.
Yeah.
So these have been, you know, the Epstein thing is over. It's there's no justice for any of the victims. It's been forgotten about. Ghislaine is free to gallivant around the world, and the tapes have been buried by the deep state.
Wow. What comes next, Joel? I know we only have a minute and a half, but what comes next? What do you see coming next in the next few months?
Rush Limbaugh's solution to when someone asked him, you know, why isn't the Department of Justice prosecuting these people? He says, we just need to win more elections. Well, how did that turn out? We had the House, we had the Senate, we had the presidency in Republican hands. But because Republican hands are partly in the deep state, there's always enough Rhino Republicans. I mean, Donald Trump never had a majority in the House or the Senate.
Right.
Ryan had the votes to pass a border protection wall, and he refused to
Why
bring it up.
Why did he bow out? Why did he suddenly just bow out? It's just not like him.
Well, you know, he got compromised by the deep state. Mm-hmm. He's now moved back to Washington. He's going to do something in Washington. So he's left, was he supposedly for his family, but I don't know whether, you know, the deep state got his claws into Orion some way. He really betrayed Donald Trump.
Right. I just wonder about that because, you know, these are people that would never leave office willingly. And that's why when he was starting to raise money for the presidency, I went, what? You know, it's just starting to raise money in general, too. That was kind of an interesting thing to look at some of the funds that he was asking for. So I just wonder what you thought, because there are so many people. Why do you, you know, of course, we've had a lot of people leave office, just leave. Did you want to comment on that? Same reason?
Yeah, you know, a lot of them know that there's a controlled system there and that they really aren't doing any good. And there's quite a bit of sacrifice besides being made wealthy. I mean, your life isn't your own when you're a high-powered senator and politician. And so a lot of them are backing out because they know that there's a deep state and there's pressure from the deep state. They know that it's telegraphed to them that, you know, we could even come after your family if you don't do our bidding. And so a lot of them are pulling out because they don't want these threats from the deep state.
Wow. So much in this hour. I do hope you share this with those that you know, and let's get people some great education. Joel, how do people find you? Give us both ways to find you.
Yes, then go to worldaffairsbrief.com and get a free sample of my weekly newsletter. Comes out every Friday. With this kind of information, I concentrate on what the deep state is doing to you that the mainstream media will not tell you. You can get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I would be happy to hear from you.
Excellent. And joelskousen.com. And you've got so many great books on you know, as far as prepping and what to do and how to organize and how to really understand maybe what's coming and how you can kind of secure your home, your family. Thank you so much, Joel Skousen. Really appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. Email editor@worldaffairsbrief. Get a free copy of that. I really appreciate Joel and all of his insight. Thank you, Joel. And, of course, be right back with guest Patrick Wood. Don't go anywhere from Technocracy. Be right back. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.